Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Miles Turner says the era of the NBA super team is over, Wiggy. It's just a bunch of guys playing a lot of defense, running around playing a lot of defense, and playing with their friends.
Yeah, he might be right about that, because when you think of the super teams, it was the best players in the league kind of getting together in a corner and going to play together.
You're talking about like the Miami Heat or whatever.
Yeah, or like, you know, KD going to play with Steph Curry.
Brooklyn tried to do it, though, and it didn't work.
Right.
So that is, he has a point there, where you've seen teams try and they're not getting what they thought they would after having all these superstars on the team. So why are you paying all these people so much money?
And he's right about, I think maybe, Courtney, you always talk about it with the Celtics. The chemistry and the friendship and the relationship that guys have playing together. Like he talked about OKC, you know, and you could kind of see that even though they have a superstar in SGA, but it's more about everybody buying into their roles and, you know, doing what's best for the team. He's talking about a team in Indiana, Miles Turner, where, you know, Pascal Siakam is the MVP.
Yeah. I mean, Halliburton is still basically, or are you saying he's not the one?
Well, no, like I would say Halliburton is the one.
They have two ones.
Yeah, well, I would say Halliburton's the one, but I don't know if Halliburton is looked at around the league as like that super, super, superstar. So you have a team that where, you know, they don't need to rely on Halliburton, or Halliburton doesn't have to carry them because of, you know, the chemistry that they have. And I think, you know, Courtney, you're always on the chemistry. And you're seeing that with Indiana and, you know, Oklahoma City.
Well, I mean, it didn't really work for the Lakers. Like, they tried to.
Right. But
create,
that, I think,
they tried to create a super team over there.
And so maybe he's right. Like, trying to do that is tough, because then you got these two alphas. How are they? You can't split the basketball in half. And I think that's what he's saying. You got all these alphas going after one ball, and it kind of affects the team.
But don't we all agree that no matter how well Brad Stevens fixes the roster, if you bring Jaylen Brown and whatever else, they're not a championship contender next season without Tatum?
Yeah.
I feel that way, but there are some who disagree, Curtis.
Okay, I would say that would be in the distinct minority.
I don't know. I hear from people who say with Jaylen Brown, you know, depending on who you're able to keep, that this team is a playoff team.
Everybody's a playoff team.
And anything can happen.
Playoff team, I agree. Everybody, Curtis, everybody's a playoff team, but
that's the worst place to be in basketball. Yeah. So basically my point is, if you go 44-38 and you're the 8th seed or the 7th seed and you lose in the first round, then you're drafting at 15. You can't get anybody there. You're out of the lottery. and what do you have? So if I'm Brad Stevens, I trade Jalen Brown, I maximize the return, get a bunch of unprotected picks, figure out the apron as best you can, suck next year, and then, just like in a different sport, but the Bengals, you know, Joe Burrow gets hurt, then they get Ja'Marr Chase at 5, and boom, they're off and running. The Celtics would be better served taking a big step back than getting healthy Tatum back in 2 years and be ready to go.
That's what I said. I had said, I've been on that from day one, Curtis's. And your biggest asset is going to be Jalen Brown. And I brought up Mikal Bridges. If you were able to get 5 first-round picks for him, imagine what you could get for Jalen Brown. And if you decide that's the direction you want to go in, or the other direction, I was saying, all right, trade everybody else, Derek White, and then just have Jalen Brown and a bunch of Scribeens, and that team probably isn't going to be very good, and you have a chance of being in the lottery, and then trading that lottery pick to get another superstar.
I think that makes sense if Wick was still the owner moving forward and there wasn't a sale of the Celtics this past season. But the fact that we have Billy Chisholm coming in, if I'm Billy Chisholm, I've just spent all of this money. Do I really want to have and I completely get what you're saying, Curtis. Do I really want to have my first season as an owner be just a terrible one where they suck and I'm trading off somebody who's beloved by a lot of the fans?
I would say that you want to save money because you don't want to spend $500 million for a team that's not going to be winning a championship anyway. So this you're right. It's a big step back, but I think part of the reason Wick is on board to be the front-facing guy is because he knew he had to be delivering bad news, and Chisholm didn't want his first job to be telling people that they were gutting the team. So they've been priming us from whenever that day was in Wachusett, Greg, through to the Shams report at the day that the deal was finalized till now that – Wiggy and I have been on the same page on this. I just don't think you do that if you're talking about trading Drew Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis. Like, I don't think the fan base really needs that primer.
603 text for you, Curtis, and maybe you, Wiggy. You are acting like it's easy to trade Jaylen Brown. You know how much salary that is. Yes.
No, I know how much salary that is.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying
it's not Cooper Flagg money, but it's good money.
Is it Giannis? But Giannis is making $58 million this year, and Milwaukee's going to trade him. So this whole, it is a lot of money, but what you're going to get in return, I think that the Celtics have to make a decision, and we've kind of been talking about this, and when they're going to make this decision, it seems like it better be sooner rather than later, is what direction that they want to go in. If they keep Jalen Brown, they're not going to keep Drew Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis, you know? They're going to have to figure out the direction that they go in, and it's going to be Jalen and maybe Pete Pritch, Sam Hauser, and a couple pieces here and there. And you kind of ride that wave out for 1 year until you get Tatum back. Or you say, we got a massive asset in Jalen Brown, and we trade Jalen Brown, Porzingis, Drew Holiday, and we run it back with Derek White and
Pete Pritch
and however you can put that together till Tatum gets back.
That injury was just so massive.
Yeah,
it's just it, and I hate that it kind of gets Chisholm and Wick off the hook a bit, because if Tatum was healthy and they lose to the Knicks, that would have been a real tough pill to swallow, to say that, oh, we have to offload Porzingis and Holiday because of the tax bill. Tatum going down enables them to do that because they're not going to win a championship without him.
Yeah. I mean, and maybe the result that Miles Turner is talking about comes because of the second apron stuff. Do you think that that's why it comes that way? As opposed to, you know, this, what he's calling it, which is a, you know, a change in philosophy when, you know, you're not stacking, you know, superstars stacking in the NBA.
And maybe he's right. Like, maybe owners are like, well, we don't want to stack superstars and have to get into that second apron and have to pay this giant, you know, penalty bill and also salaries. If we can get, you know, two really good players, because I'm not taking anything away from Halliburton, right? I don't know if he's like on that superstar level. Pascal Siakam, I think, is one of the underrated players, but he's good and they're able to do it that way. So maybe an owner goes, we can do it that way and save us a little bit of money.
This is Bob from Londonderry, New Hampshire. Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. Enjoy the show. I was just going to bring up a point or a question. Do you think the guy that bought the team, the new guy that bought the Celtics, would have done the same thing had he known, or had these circumstances happened earlier, because he sure spent, take it from a retired businessman.
Right.
He may win and lose, but he spent an awful lot of money for what looks to be now a pig in a poke, in my opinion. I'm just curious what your opinion would be on that.
Yeah, I would say that had he known Tatum was going to blow out his ACL, he probably wouldn't spend Achilles. He wouldn't have spent $7 billion. But I will ask you this, Craig, as the WIC defender of the day, why did he tell everybody about the moves with the second apron? Like, doesn't that, if you're going to just say, just strictly as a competitive tactic,
yeah,
doesn't that give your rivals a leg up on knowing what your plans are?
Yeah, unless that's what everybody is dealing with and nobody's going to be able to operate going forward like they used to operate.
Right, but even if that's the case, you don't have to tell people you're doing that. Like, that's very non-Belichickian.
Or yeah. do they feel like because they were the Celtics were down 3-1 in the series, and maybe if Tatum's healthy, they still don't win the series. Do the Celtics feel like, all right, Tatum and potentially Giannis when Tatum comes back is more effective than Tatum and Brown? Like, is that maybe what?
But how much is Giannis bringing in? Like, what is the difference when it comes to their salary?
Their salaries are almost the same.
Okay, so then wouldn't you still be in the second apron?
Right, but maybe they feel like...
But that's not helping what Billy Chisholm needs to do, correct?
Right, but maybe they don't mind being in the second apron if they feel like they have a better chance of winning a championship, and maybe they feel like Giannis gives them a better chance of winning than Jaylen Brown.
That's a big risk to take when all we've been told is that they need to get out of the second
apron. Well, I would ask this question to the whole room. We know Tatum's out. Which team do you think would go further? Jaylen Brown and whatever pieces are around him?
Or Giannis and whatever pieces are around him?
Yep.
I think maybe Giannis.
And so maybe that's...
What do you think?
The disrespect on this show.
Oh, stop it. It's not disrespect.
I would probably say the Giannis team. And then you go, okay, that would get us further. And then when we
had Giannis with Dame Lillard, two unbelievable players, and they couldn't even go anywhere this past season.
Yeah, but Giannis is a better player than Jaylen Brown.
Right. Well, and that's what I'm saying. If you're them, Courtney, put yourself in their shoes. Mm-hmm. Do you think they think Giannis? Because if Giannis's name is being floated around Boston, clearly Milwaukee wants Jaylen Brown, right? So if you're the Celtics, do you feel like Jaylen, without Tatum, gets you further than Giannis does? Yeah,
we won't know unless they do it. So, right. I mean, I have no idea. I think that they are kind of an even toss-up when it comes down to Giannis and Jaylen, because I think that Jaylen is a better defensive player, and we just played audio of how that's how the league is changing. They're going with more defensive guys than they are offense.
But Giannis is still good on defense.
Okay,
Giannis is in the defensive player of the year conversation.
Yeah, Giannis
it's not like he's a scrub.
But yeah, he's not as good as Jaylen Brown. That's all I'm saying.
I mean,
he's still really good.
He might be better.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I think this is why.
And you're not, at the same time, like, we're not solving for the issue here.
What do you mean?
The second apron. That is what the conversation is about. That is the only reason why they're talking about the Celtics unloading their star players, is because of that. So now you're telling me that you're going to get rid of Jaylen Brown, bring in Giannis, and then what's going to happen next year?
You're going to have Giannis and Tatum to build around.
But money-wise, what's going to happen? So you're saying they're going to get rid of Jaylen and Peyton and Drew and all of the other guys as well? Or you're saying Jaylen for Giannis?
No, Jaylen for Giannis, and then they probably still will move on from Drew Holiday and maybe Porzingis.
Can we just go back to the second apron thing? Because all Celtics media now act like everybody knew all along they weren't going to be in the second apron. But Dakota had a tweet about it. We had him on the show, and everybody was like, idiot, what does Dakota know? They're never trading Jaylen Brown, moron. Like, we all agree that when Wick said that on this show, we were surprised, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, to say this revisionist history that, like, obviously they were never going to be in the second apron is just a rewriting of what actually occurred in real time. And if Tatum were healthy and this team lost in the second round to the Knicks, I would have had my first fight with whoever said, well, they have to get out because they're going to lose the 31st pick in the draft. Like, this does enable Chisholm to save money, but it kind of sucks that they're off the hook in that regard.
And don't we feel like if Tatum was healthy, they'd still be moving on from some of these guys anyways?
Right, that's what Wick said.
Yeah.
So if Tatum's healthy, they're still moving on from some of these guys. Now the biggest question becomes is you're trying to figure out, okay, are we moving on from Jaylen Brown, or are we moving on from Drew, Derek White, Porzingis? Like, I think that's the biggest question for the Celtics front office is which guy are we moving on from? Who gets us the most in return?
I don't think currently you're going to get much in return when it comes to Porzingis.
Nope.
I don't know what you're going to get. Drew Holiday had an off year.
Right.
So maybe he had a career year last season, however you want to define it. And I wouldn't get rid of Derek White. I would stick with Derek White.
Right. And
he's the Seaport's favorite player.
So you're going to move on from Jay. And I think you get a little bit more because Giannis is a little bit older. So are the Celtics feeling like, because if there are whispers about Giannis potentially landing in Boston, then maybe the Celtics look and go, all right, we're going to move on from some of those guys. We have a better chance of building around Giannis.
I know Courtney doesn't, but do you agree with this text that Jaylen Brown, the Giannis-Jaylen Brown conversation is ridiculous? He is a superstar. Jaylen Brown is barely an all-star.
Yeah,
he was MVP only a season ago, Finals MVP. So
but Pascal Siakam was Finals. Eastern Conference Finals.
I don't
MVP.
Care.
But you agree, Wiggy?
Oh yeah, Giannis is. Who's first team All-NBA this year? Wasn't Giannis first team All-NBA?
Giannis came in third in the MVP voting.
Giannis is by far a way better player than Jaylen Brown, right? No, not taking anything away from Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown's a great player, but Giannis is, arguably one of the top three best players in the NBA.
Yeah.
So if you can...
what, Curtis?
The way people react to the show, it's like the worst listening I have ever experienced.
What do you mean?
What I'm saying about Jason Tatum is that when they lost to the Knicks, a series they would have lost because they were already going to lose the game when Tatum got hurt, enabled the ownership to approach next season by taking a step back financially, because even if they fully invested, the second apron would not get them to where they need to be. So it enabled the front office to get into these points where they're going to offload Jaylen or Kristaps or Drew Holiday or whatever, because the fan base will understand. What I'm saying is, if they had lost to the Knicks, Tatum never gets hurt, I would have had a fight with anybody that said they need to offload contracts, because I would say you can't squander another year of Tatum and Brown healthy.
Right.
In their prime.
And if they had been somehow able to beat the Knicks in advance, then you're looking at the you can't say,
is that difficult to understand?
Stick with the same group and go for a three-peat or whatever.
Right.
Well, I think even if Tatum's healthy and they lose to the Knicks, I still think this conversation is on the table. Because Giannis wants out of Milwaukee.
Well, it was on the table before while the Celtics were still playing. So
I don't understand. If you would have lost and Tatum's healthy, Tatum and Brown, great. They got you a championship.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But it looked like they can't get you another one because they would have lost in the second round to the Knicks if Tatum's healthy. So if I'm Brad Stevens, I go, listen, Jalen and Jason are great. But Jason and Giannis, that's a different level.
I mean, you're talking about 40% of the All-NBA first team on one team.
That's why I think this conversation is being brought up, because if you're the Celtics, you feel that I think they feel like they've hit the peak of where they could go with Jason and Jalen.
Well, and then in the Twitch chat, you got Rather Be Golfing 95 that says Giannis isn't coming here, people. Why are we talking about it? We're talking about it because of what Windhorst said, which is that Giannis is most likely going to go to the East, and the Celtics have to be a contender for that.
And we need to get more Greeks in Boston because they have the most underrated food.
Do we have – we have some good options.
Kava's the best.
Kava is fantastic.
Oh, yeah, that's a good place.
Yeah.
He would Giannis would love it there.
He would.
And I don't mean –
What's the place that's over in the Back Bay?
Crosby.
Crosby's very good,
very
too.
Very good, yeah.
Not Kava.
No, nothing.
I went there, and I mean, fine place, but not Kava.
But think about
nothing,
all the...
Nothing is Kava. I agree with you.
Think about
I don't even think Greece is Kava.
Think about all the roast beef that Giannis would be able to eat. Right. We know that is a Greek specialty.
Right.
The three ways. Oh, man, Giannis would love those.
Hey, Wiggy, what was the Greek guy's name that used to work the Twitch here?
The Greek guy's name that used to work the Twitch here?
Nathan... Hristadoulou.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Wasn't that it?
Nathan.
Dang it. Okay. Can he get a good Euro around here, though?
Ooh.
I think so.
Okay.
Because doesn't Kava kind of make one?
You're thinking of C-A-V-A. Kava with a K in the back, in the south end.
Oh, I'm thinking of the one on Boylston Street.
That's like Chipotle for Greek food.
Yeah,
well, that's like really good. I like that. Yeah. Oh, okay. I like that. I get like...
lamb skewers.
No, I get like whatever the gyro is over there. I get the extra feta.
You would like Kava, the sit-down restaurant, onions. Though, in the South End. You and Talina should go.
Oh, okay.
Excellent spot.
I told you, nothing better than, listen, I bow to the Greeks every day because of the North Shore beef. That is the greatest invention that they've ever came up with, hands down, and it's not even close.
And we have that great Greek restaurant nearby that the great owner called in to talk about Jackson. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's close
correct.
By.
Yes, that's true. So that's where Jackson parks.
Yes.
That's where he screams at octogenarians. Yes.
That is the smartest Greek to ever live, who ever invented the North Shore beef, because death row, that's probably what I would order.
Really?
Oh, my God. Come on, a North Shore beef?
That is the death row meal?
That's the one thing that I missed more than anything when I wasn't.
We never did the beef bus.
Ugh.
Remember we were going to do during the pandemic? We did the bar pizza bus, but we never did the beef bus.
I would
smell very badly.
I think that's in London on Father's Day.
That is the greatest thing ever. the North Shore beefs. There's nothing
you
better.
You love them. You really
You don't love them, though, honestly?
No, I like them.
Yeah.
There's too much beef for me.
Well, maybe you could just get a junior. Don't get the super beef.
I take half the beef out when I order it, to be honest with you.
Nate, you could do that. Yeah. Some people do, and they dip it in the James Roll barbecue sauce.
You have to get the grill, the roll grill.
Yeah, the bun, yep.
Yeah.
I always do that.
Yeah.
I'm not a three-way guy. I just do sauce and cheese.
All evidence to the contrary.
How can you not get a three-way?
Because I'm not a mayonnaise guy.
I know, but it's so the combination of it with the James River.
Yeah, I won't. No.
So good.
I'm a sauce and cheese guy.
What about a Greg Hill Roadshow in Mykonos?
That would be fantastic. It really would. This is Mike in the car. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
I'm just chiming in on the Greek food conversation. I am Greek, spent my life going to Greece, and I got to tell you, it's not Krassi, it's not Kava. The best Greek food in Massachusetts is by far Cuisina in Peabody.
Ooh,
really?
Did you guys want... Oh, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. I mean, it's you close your eyes, you're in Greece.
Really?
Cuisine and Peabody is unbelievable.
All right.
Let's try that.
And also comparing Giannis to Jaylen Brown, I mean, could you imagine if it was Giannis and Tatum on the same team? Come on. That would be unbelievable.
I know.
Unbelievable.
It really would.
And the Celtics have
tried. This place looks awesome.
And the Celtics have tried to do it before. Remember, it wasn't Giannis. It was Tatum and KD.
Right. It was Kevin Durant.
So now it's Giannis potentially and Tatum, and I think the Celtics look at it, we've hit our ceiling with the two J's. Well, I don't think we can go any further.
Well, the ceiling was a championship, so it was pretty good.
Right, but that's one.
Pretty great ceiling.
We won another championship.
Right.
And I think that
they've hit it once, can't they hit it again?
I don't think they can. Mm. See, that's why I think, I don't believe that they think they can win another one with them two.
Okay, we got to take a break. We will be right back.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.